This morning we have three Iowans who are participating in an Iowa meat mission to Japan and South Korea this week. The trip has been led by International Marketing Bureau at the Iowa Economic Development Authority. And they have nine Iowans on this trip, including two representing the Iowa Pork Producers Association. This includes IPPA CEO Pat McGonigal and producer Dale Reichs of Lawler, who is also an IPPA board member. And then also on this trip and on this call is Iowa State University Extension livestock economist Lee Schultz. So the Iowa group arrived in Japan on Sunday evening, and they traveled to Korea yesterday. And at this time, it's about 9:30 p.m. on Thursday in Seoul, and that's where they're at. So far, this trip has included meeting with retail and restaurant buyers, where they have seen how U.S. pork is marketed to consumers, as well as some in-country meat packers and U.S. packer representatives. Dr. Schultz has presented at a U.S. Meat Export Federation seminar today. And at that seminar, he talked about pork supply and demand, as well as the impact of trade disputes on U.S. pork producers. So Pat, Dale, and Lee each have just some general comments they're going to share with you. And then after that, we'll do some questions after Lee is finished, if you'd like to ask some questions. So Pat, would you go ahead and start us out with an overview of the trade agreements the U.S. has with Japan and South Korea, and then the reason for participating in this event?
Yeah, well, thank you, Dal, and thanks to the media that have joined us there in Iowa this morning. I'm going to start out a little bit just talking about the reasons why we're here, and obviously appreciate the effort of the Iowa Department of Economic Development in coordinating this effort, and we also have some beef producers with us. But one of the key reasons we're here, obviously, is to put a face on our product in both the Japanese and the Korean market. We've been meeting with a lot of some retailers, certainly a lot of importers, food service users of our U.S. pork product here in both countries. I would say one of the key things that we've heard is U.S. product is viewed as a very high-quality product. We are a reliable supplier, and so that's been important to us. But we're also in a very competitive market. Our other countries are friendly competitors. They are taking opportunities to be as aggressive as they can be. Here in Korea, obviously, we're showing support for the new trade agreement with Korea. And I think Dale's going to talk a little bit about the growth here, and Lee will too, but really showing our support for that free trade agreement. I think in Japan, as several of our discussions there centered around the need to get the free trade agreement done in Japan in a very, very timely fashion. As many of you know, other countries have moved forward with free trade agreements, and obviously we're encouraging everybody here to move quickly on that too, and getting a lot of feedback from the marketplace, particularly in Japan, that they're wanting to move forward to it for the marketplace. So I'm going to turn it over to Dale here in a second, but just kind of want to finish up that appreciate all the efforts that the Department of Economic Development has done to coordinate this. We have, as I mentioned, other sectors of ag beef specifically along with it, and so we're trying to bring a unified voice from Iowa about the need for trade, about the importance of trade, and certainly that we want to be a reliable supplier to the marketplace in both Japan and Korea. So I'll turn it over to Dale now.
Yeah, good morning. I also want to thank Iowa Economic Development. I think they do it together. Start out by Japan's our largest value market. The pork users in Japan, quality and the cost of U.S. pork. In 2017, our gross sales to Korea were 450 million. We're 40% of ahead. We're 40% in gross sales ahead of 2017. In Korea, the largest market, growing faster this year, the response from buyers has been very positive. Pork safety is very important to Korea and pork purchasers. We expect about 25% of our production. We export about 25% of our production, and it equals about $50 per pig. The highlight was meeting the ambassador to Korea and his staff. They really work hard for us and are really personal guys, and I'm thankful for the Foreign Ag Service. So thank you.